Hey, this is Ira from Yola Tango. You're listening to the top oldies in Grinnell, Iowa at KDIC 88.5 FM.
Yo, you are. That's right, right? K Dick. Right, KDIC. Yo, you already know what it is, man. This is Big Sean, finally famous in the building, boy. I'm here on KDIC, man, 88.5 FM. Come on, Grinnell College, Grinnell, Iowa. You already know what it is, boy.
That's just a little sample of what we have here to come on Erasing Boundaries. I am DJ Daniel Kissinger, as always, coming to you from high above the D-Hall. In this last show before winter break, I have a special surprise. It is my interview with rap superstar Big Sean, who you got a little preview of right there. So stick around for that. But before we get into that, let's go around one more time for the semester. Here We Go Again by Ray Charles and Norah Jones. Here on Erasing Boundaries, KDIC FM 88.5, KDIC.Grinnell.edu.
Break my heart again. I will.
That was the legendary Ray Charles with Nora Jones with Here We Go Again, featured on a couple albums, a Ray Charles compilation, as well as Nora Jones's featuring Nora Jones. We're almost there to that magical time when I sit down with Big Sean and have myself a conversation. But first, here's Erasing Boundaries' favorite, Nick Ward, with Somehow, Someway. Get ready for Big Sean, he's coming on Erasing Boundaries.
I'm trying to tell him somehow, some way, I gotta be the best of my day. I'ma get it in, keep on grinding, I'ma put in work and I'll be shining. I'm trying to tell him somehow, some way, I gotta be the best of my day. I'ma get it in, yeah. Keep on grinding, I'ma put in work and I'll be shining.
This one of those head knock a cool kid type beat. The problem, people judging what they never get to see. And if we could flip it around, it wasn't just you just looking at me. And you could walk some miles in these 13s. Then you could probably see that these don't pay me what a show will. I'm feeling like a standout, mellow, Oak Hill. I'm knocking out these beats and so they pay me for my pro skills. Because of what we done, we turning dams to oh wells. We worldwide, but you don't know me yet. We been grinding, still ain't seen Tony yet. Hit up Malik if I think I need some colder shit. Relish in the moments, one blink and then it's over quick.
If you feel like I do, I do. I'm trying to tell them somehow, some way, I gotta be the best of my day.
Vibe to your neck break. They broke it all down, we got it straight. Neck brace, more fuel and better times. I'm focused on the next race. They walking on eggshells, I got them all egg faced. Motivated constantly and focused on the next phase. Blocking out the nothings and whatever else they wanna say. Walk up to mediocre and show them what I did today. Everybody good, one clap and then I call my play. We working hard, but you don't see it though. From the start, we finish reasonable. Take a trip, you come back and I'm there in a flash. Running for a sec, stop whenever the moment's
like that. If you feel like I do. If you feel like I do. I'm trying to tell them somehow, some way, I gotta be the best of my day. I'ma get it in, keep on grinding.
Thank you so much for sitting down and talk with us. Why don't you go ahead and introduce who you are?
Man, you already know what it is, man. It's B.I.G. Sean, Big Sean, Finally Famous, Good Music, boy.
I do it.
So, you're Finally Famous. That's the tour, that's the album, the whole thing. What does it mean to be finally famous?
For me, it's more of a lifestyle. You know, when you're famous, that's been my crew since I was in high school, but when you're famous, you recognize we're doing something greater. Cool or whatever, and then I put finally in front of it because, man, like, we worked our ass off to get where we at, you know what I'm saying? Nothing came overnight, nothing came easy, so that could relate to anybody, that could relate to y'all doing y'all thing, being recognized for it, grinding for it, you finally famous, you know, so it's just kind of like some everyday lifestyle shit that was important to me, so.
So one of the big stories in getting to that point of being finally famous, you know, there's in all the interviews, the idea with the going, meeting Kanye at the studio, the whole thing, which is like something out of a movie, as you can imagine. What was, you know, he said 16 bars, you 10 minutes, whatever. What was going through your mind? What did you rap about during those 10 minutes, whatever? You know, and then, you know, what was that? What was going through your mind in that moment?
I just remember, like, thinking like, yo, this is my one chance to live the life I want to live, to, you know, for everything I work for. This is why I was selling CDs in school every year, selling my mixtapes. This is why I was going to the Friday Night Cypher, battling all them people, you know, to get on the radio every week. Like, I just remember thinking like, man, this is why all of this happened. That's why I did all this. And, you know, that's what it was. I think it was kind of like God-given, because it's, you know, it was meant to happen, because I feel like 100,000 people have rapped for me and rapped for Kanye, and nothing has ever happened. You know what I'm saying? So it was something that I feel like was definitely meant to be.
I do it.
Yeah, I like that.
Boy.
Boy. Nigga,
fuck your time, nigga.
I
waited my whole life to be the man of the hour. I really can't lie, I was the man when I started. I'll be the man when I die. Man, these hoes take your money, and I take their virginity. I'm high, I split a O in half, and now it's a parenthesis. I'm crazier than crazy, ape shit, retardedly stupid. I put that weed in the earth and pass it. Yep, that's Ali, you been okay, now, oh, that's your girl. I don't give a master two shits. Okay, I'm west side till I'm dying underneath them two lips. You bored, oh, like Enrique. I'm two pay, I'm three pay. I'm looking like I'm a sweepstakes, but I treat your girl like a cheapskate. Cause I need a crib, a big estate. I need a boat, and that need a lake. I need some salmon, that need a plate. That need a chef, so I feed my safe. My crew is who I be with it. Rose, I sippity sip it. I'm quagmire, I fuck hoes. My cash flow, I giggity gig. Oh boy, I'm cockamanian, the mosanius, insanian. Pulling up in Mercedes. Rolling up like I'm Damien. I love girls that's Arabian, Albanian, Caucasian. I ride around Kenny Cranium, cause my dick is hard as titanium. Oh boy, you had your chance and blew it. Stand aside and watch a real nigga do it, bitch. Motherfucker, what? Niggas staring like we the only one in this motherfucker. How could you not know we in this motherfucker? I got my haters looking lonely in this motherfucker. Whoa, I'm sipping on whatever I get handed. Throwing house parties so crazy that my crib look like a campus. Play your cards right and I could blow you up. No, I ain't gambit shit. I'm
wasted.
This looks like a job for Captain Planet. Not good loady woady. I just took more shots than Kobe. The realest niggas is repping. The baddest bitches promoting. She put that thong on my groin. And then it go boing. Got my friend her on her bumper, doesn't look like she toying. I hustle hard like I'm finna lose the crib, and party hard like I'm finna do a big. All I ever do is big. So all she wanna do is big. Girl, what your name is? I really can't remember. The tone breaking tree down. Somebody yell out timber. I'm up in them push clouds, lighting up like I'm Zeus. Bitch, stand back, watch how
real nigga do.
I do it. I feel like the world mine. It's bowed down. The world mine. I'ma let you live. The world mine. The world mine.
Yeah, I mean, and that's a mentality that goes into, like you said, whatever you're doing, but especially for you, you know, touring now with your first headlining full tour. What's that been like? What have been some of the surprises from having your own tour going all over the country?
It's just been great. Some surprises are like titties popping out.
Good surprises.
You know, a lot of panties and bras being thrown. People coming out to support, you know, Kanye coming out, just great things, man. Just, you know, seeing so many people who support you and love you, you know, it's crazy.
And, you know, that's now twice Kanye's come up, and I know you've done, between the Good Fridays and Marvin Gaye and Chardonnay, obviously the huge single, you've done a lot of work with him. What's it like working with Kanye, and what are, you know, what's it like?
It used to be very nerve-wracking. You know, I used to be very nervous to work with him because he's my idol. You know what I'm saying? Was and still is. And but now it's more so easy. You know, we're like friends and homies. That's like my mentor and shit. So, you know, it's great, man. It's he always brings the best out of anybody he works with.
Yeah. No, a nigga don't really want to take his cool off.
Boy, do it.
I just press this early. Hold up,
yeah. She love the way I'm doing it, so good she won't put my tattoo on it. Bottom line is, you the finest. Gave you a new name. What's that? My bitch. Hold up. Whoa there. Let's capture this moment. If I hit it, then I own it. Marijuana in every moaning. On the droning, girl, we groaning. But that pussy got me feeling like a kid with streetlights on.
Streetlights on?
You know I gotta go until it's early in the morning.
She's all in Talk to the man. Bitch, you talking to a grown ass man. It's like way too much up in your pants for us not to make the bed squeak.
There goes the bitch.
Everybody rip the swag off before I rip the tag off. Why my pants sag off? Cause I'm rapping my ass off. Flow so ugly, money so handsome. This the fucking anthem, get it? The fucking anthem.
Early in the morning, when she's all alone, I'ma take my time. Do it all the way.
Just
did
it again.
I brought some water, yeah, and Chardonnay.
I be saying I think when I know just because I don't really wanna talk too much shit, but you love it when I talk like I lost it. And I love how you look when you're blazing, and I swear you turn at least half Asian. And we bout to have a liaison. She's so cool, give hair with a shades on.
Whoa.
You should just go through a cape on. And it's just so amazing. So amazing. So amazing.
Take it to the car, bloop bloop. That shit look like I'm speed racing. Leaving with me, it'll boost your reputation. West side is where I'm stationed. Spent all night just champagne tasting. Ain't no rush, girl, let's just pace it till it's
early in the morning.
Yeah,
when she's all alone,
she's all alone.
I'ma take my time. Do it how we want. Just to set the mood, girl, I brought some water. Yeah, it's all alone. So just let the song play.
This was all inspired by a little Marvin Gaye and Chardonnay.
Oh, talk a little bit about how do you bring the best out of yourself, your process in the studio, inspiration, stuff like that. Where's that coming from?
Just comes from whatever I'm going through. Depends. Ass came from the inspiration of a fat ass. You know. Memories came from me being at my grandma's house and just thinking of that concept and, you know, having Key Wayne over there with me, and we just made it right then at my grandma's crib. You know, it just all depends, man. So much more. Sometimes I have songs before the beat. Sometimes I get inspired by the beat. Sometimes I get inspired by just talking to my mom, whatever it may be.
You mentioned your family, your grandma and your mom, and I know you just talked about it a little bit in the show, how important they are to you. How do they, what's your interaction with them been like through this process of getting you know, becoming finally famous, how have they always viewed your music? How do they view it now?
They love it. You know, it's great. My mom was always somebody who always believed in me. When I didn't even believe in myself, she believed in me and kept me going. So without her, I wouldn't be shit. And then my grandma, she's somebody who, you know, always wanted me to get an education and stay in school, but really supported me when I didn't. And, you know, that's real love right there. And, you know, so it's real important to see it all paying off. They're really excited and happy and proud, all of them.
They say they want something real, that's what I'ma give them. And if I keep it real, then how could they not feel it? Can you say good music? Yeah. Can you say good music? Can you say good music? Let me tell you about a badass chick. Everybody wanna grab her. Trying to climb on that, looking for a ladder. Niggas won't stab her, dagger. Everybody want it, ain't too many had it. Beauty and brains, went to all the classes. Graduated too, even went and got a master's. Badass chick, probably could've been an actress. So what she do? She went to be an actress. Moved to Manhattan, shit got real. Took acting classes with Denzel. Leading lady like Hillary, grabbing big bills. Commercial money, baby, 10,000 in the mail. Yeah, plus she had a baby boy. And a nigga she was with, man, she couldn't love more. Still want more, shit, she on the road. Move to Hollywood, she could probably get a role. And she did, but realized the nigga wasn't shit. Addicted to the bras, and on top of this, she pregnant with another boy. Honestly thought abort, but still had the boy. Let's name him Sean. Honestly, probably after Connery. One of her favorite actors, but acting ain't promising. And yo, I know it's certain things that was meant for you. And that's why I'm giving you. It's whatever you want. Just tell me whatever you want. You deserve whatever you want. Won't stop till you get whatever you want. Whatever you want, just tell me whatever you want. You deserve whatever you want. Won't stop till you get whatever you want. All the lights, the love, the dreams, shoot the way for your baby boy. Hold on, now on my way. Whatever you want. To you, this goes out to you. To you, this goes out to you. To you, my lady. This goes out to you. This goes out to you, my lady. Yeah.
As it keeps paying off, you know, the list of artists you get to work with grows, the amount of, you know, the shows, the tours, it all grows. What are some of the goals that you have at this point moving forward?
Just to be the biggest artist ever, you know. That's
just, a goal. Just to be the biggest.
To make music people could live to, ride to, smoke to, have sex to, cry to, dream to, you know, because that's what I do. So I want to make music that can be the soundtrack to lives. Hopefully, you know, inspire.
That's a pretty lofty goal, but it definitely is something, you know, music does for people. Who, for you, at this point, or growing up, who have been the people for you that have, you know, been the soundtrack to your lives up to this point?
Biggie, Tupac, Kanye, for sure. Kanye's album was probably the first album I emotionally, like, got attached to, College Dropout. Snoop Dogg, Doggy Style, you know. Shit, so much, man. Jay-Z, Life and Times of Sean Carter, Volume 2. Bone Thugs and Harmony. That was like the first rap album I got into was Bone Thugs, East Eternal, 1999. Yeah.
Is there anybody, either on that list or not, that you really, really want to work with moving forward? Or just in general?
That I just named?
Or in general?
Man, there's so many people I want to work with, from Adele to Eminem. Oh, that's somebody who really inspired me. Eminem, Royce. You know, who else? A whole bunch of people, man. A whole bunch.
And I know you mentioned during the show, and I read a little bit about this, the Good Music album coming out soon. How I know it's a lot of, one of the challenges with compilations like this, it's a lot of different artists, a lot of different schedules. When can we expect this out, and what's it going to be like? What can you tell me so far?
It's going to be out in spring, early spring, and then my album comes out right after, so.
We got a title for the album, the new one?
Nah, for the Good Music album or my album?
For your album.
Can't tell you.
Oh, I was so close.
It's going to be great, though. It's going to be way more introspective. It's going to be more stories, just better, just way better.
Don't look down. An impossible view. Fly like an eagle. Whatever you do, don't look down. It's an impossible view. Spread your wings, aerial.
Head to the sky, wings raised in. She's about to fly and take a place in. Out there in the stars, when she leaves the ground, she'll see a broken heart if she turns around. But ain't no going back, this is how it must be. He told her she'll be burned alive, she just told him, trust me. If funerals are beautiful, this ugly. Knowing this, he told her, you will leave me if you love me. And he knows that, because he knows her. Hard to hide his feelings as it engulfs her. Now she's a bright blaze, light rays are shooting out our phoenix on fire, burning up the night sky. So let's hear it for our heroine. Applaud as the spirit just flies into the never end. One closed chapter, it opens up another part. So this is more like the end. Question mark. Question mark.
Don't look down. It's an impossible view. Fly like an eagle. Whatever you do, don't look down. It's an impossible view. Spread your wings, aerial.
Don't let me hold you back. I'll only hold you back. We on a dead end street. This block has got a cul-de-sac. So fly, baby. My baby, so high. Up to the ballet, we pulled up at the ballet. We teach our daughter ballet. We raise us up Beyonce. Maybe she'll be a alley. You would have been the best mom. I would have been the best yay. You see it all in my veins, like varicose. I know that's very gross, but we getting very close. To our end, though I kill most with a pen. Soon as this flow in, I'ma let most begin.
Thank you.
okay, now baby, here we go, we go. No, baby, me go. You got my heart, baby, this what it be for. I give it all, walk as far as my feet go. What you mean, me go? Why can't it be we go? What happens when people turn to tears? Dreams turn to memories and weeks turn to years, huh? Been standing in the same spot for a couple of weeks. Give me my feelings back, wish love came with a couple receipts. Man, our vacation was coming next week. Girl, I swear you was a trip, let's make it a couple's retreat.
Do it.
How could my girl do this to me? Woke up to a no saying the world did this to me. Now I'm testing 1-2, reporting live from the rubble. Drinking all I can so I can turn a fire when I hug you. 1-2-3-4-5 models on the double. Give me head all at once, look like they lying in a huddle. But it's not even half the feeling, it's hearing your signs. You know I love you, shedding tears every day. And I'm tired of lying in these puddles. I ask why sometimes like a fucking vow. Been hitting trees every day like the fucking owl. Trying to get high enough to cut the clouds. Hug the finger sun and ash it out. I mean ash it out so I can see your smile. I know you can see me now.
I was thinking about that, and my friend Nick here, who's with me, we were talking about rap on the way over. He's a rapper as well, and we were talking about storytelling in rap and in hip hop in general, and the place for that. Obviously, when you tell a story, you're telling the story of one person. How do you feel like you can help that connect to all these? You know, you got a full show here, full show tomorrow. How can you have one story connect with all those people?
Just something that everybody goes through, you know. For instance, everybody goes through having the best memories in life. Everybody goes through, you know, loving somebody or whatever it may be, you know. Everybody goes through breakups, you know, like, don't tell me you love me. That's like something probably a lot of us have gone through, you know. So it just all depends on the story. But I'm going to get deeper, more in depth into storytelling on the next one.
We're looking forward to it. Big Sean, thank you so much for taking the time to sit down with us on KDIC FM 88.5, kdic.grinnell.edu.
Ah, boy.
Sometimes my mind wanders.
That I could be what I want to. I wish that I would do what I don't do. I need a miracle, I hope it come through. I'm trying to work it out, I need a jumpsuit. Cause I done about had me enough and not having enough. Slacking and stuff. Mama on the phone not bragging to nothing. Cause the sun ain't really got shit happening much. Saw my bank account like, where is all the O's at? Hit the club like, where is all the hoes at? Get a little change, you gon' see how shit change. You gon' be up in the crib like, where is all her clothes at? And ask your girl, she know it's easy to say no to a nigga that's broke. But somebody with dough that got a little more. Shit, I don't know.
Sometimes my mind wanders away from me. I know I light my touchy up, puff, maybe one day I'll fly. Who knows, who knows, who knows, who knows.
And I always had drive. Gets where I'm going if I ain't got a ride. And when they ask, do you do what you love? I'ma say, I do if I ain't got a bride. And I always kept faith like big. Trying to do it big to my crib on cribs. Man, my girl ain't gotta worry about shit. Cause our world is gonna be the shit.
so she could tell her mom I'm a keeper. I am a dreamer, I could have been a king, huh? I'ma put my hands together like an applaud and look upward, like what up, Lord? I know if you try to, you can turn these gray skies back to sky blue. Was made for to give a go like a drive-thru. Give us opportunity and see what we do with it.
Sometimes my mind wanders away from me. I know I light my duchy up, puff, maybe one day I'll fly. Who knows, who knows, who knows?
A big thank you to Big Sean for coming on Erasing Boundaries and taking the time to talk to me after his show a couple weeks ago in Iowa City. The man that I had with me as my assistant director that evening is Nick Mr. First Round Ward, whose song I played just before the interview. So check him out as well. But yeah, big thanks to Sean and all of his people for helping to make that happen. Here's some of the songs you heard mixed throughout the interview. I Do It, all Big Sean. Marvin Gaye and Chardonnay featuring Kanye. Whatever You Want, Don't Look Down off of Kanye's Good Fridays project. And then Who Knows with Mike Posner of the Brain Trust. So yeah, big thanks to Sean. Now let's move in a slightly different direction. Here's Rain Shower by Oludara, the father of Nas, from his album In the World, from Natchez to New York, here on Erasing Boundaries, KDIC FM 88.5 and KDIC.Grinnell.edu.
Rain shower.
Also, big shout out to my boy Theo Dubin for listening in along with all the rest of you. Took the time to tune in tonight. Stay tuned for some great music as we move towards the end of this last Erasing Boundaries for the semester.
Rain shower. Dead flower. Dead flower. Washed up in the mud, upside a tree, right here next to me. The road's so slippery, I just can't get home, baby. But I'm gonna be sliding home in the mud. Sliding home in the mud to you. Rain shower, rain shower, rain shower, shower. Got no umbrella. Got no car. I'm out here just too far, baby. But the dog done talked to me and told me I can see my way home to you, baby. Cause I'm gonna be sliding home in the mud too. Sliding home in the mud to you.
umbrella, got no car, I'm out here too far.
Rain shower, rain shower.
I'm gonna slide on home in the mud.
That was Olu Dara, who is Nazir Jones's father, also known as Nas, and quite a fine Afro blues singer himself with Rain Shower. Next, let's hear. Played a couple songs last week from the Roots' new album Undone, which is just getting rave reviews all over the place, and I highly recommend checking it out. Here's The Other Side off that album by the Roots here on Racing Boundaries.
Yeah, we obviously need to tone it down a bit. Run around town, spending time like it's counterfeit. Everybody catching hay fever like sinuses. Step in my arena, let me show y'all who the highness is. You might say I could be doing something positive. Humble hands down low and broke like promises. Soaking and broken in a joke like comics is. Not enough paper to be paying folks compliments. But when that paper got low, so did my tolerance. And it ain't no truth in the dead without the consequence. Listen, if not for these hood inventions, I'll be just another kid from the block with no intentions. On a dock at that bay, serving a life sentence. Even if I'm going to hell, I'm going to make an entrance. Yeah, let them know I'm getting cheese like Thomas is. But I'm the toast of the town like Thomas is. Did this in remembrance of faces from the past we no longer have an image of. Carrying cold-blooded hearts that never been for love. Brothers keep going for theirs, but never get enough. World travelers that seen it all and did enough, only to return and learn the world wasn't big enough. Damn, how long has it been? I guess the jig is up. Now all I know is I'm about to wake this nigga up. Yeah, that hindsight, 2020. Now niggas dead on the money. Try to take something from me, it's a wrap like a mummy. Undone, I am becoming. And when he's tired of running through the layers of the onion, he'll probably shed a tear, cause there'll be no more fast times. Just as we minds fold out like a bad sign. He never had enough and got confused when they asked why. Life is only a moment of time and it passed by.
On top of the world, ready to jump off. Thinking of various ways to break a gun law. Thinking that enough is enough, but still I want more. Thinking how I'm playing with fire to burn my young ball. Any means necessary, don't give a damn. So every night I'm on a flight that never lands. Be an asshole when the shit hits the fan. Or bet your life on a bluff and a bare hand. Can't win, can't lose. Get them gas, leave them leaking fuel. Either way, the market moves. Cash rules. Kings, queens, prince and princess. Every night I'm crossing a line that ain't the finish. Every thought is dark as a glass of fucking Guinness. Too far gone to come back to my senses. Now I'm on the edge of my bed, making love to my meds. Every moment's like a pistol to my head when I'm getting mad.
This is the song where I listen. This is the song where I sit still. I called the dogs off all the things I'm missing. And to everyone but you before I set sail. I said good luck, good luck, good luck. These are tough times, but we'll get by. Good luck. This is the song where you speak up. This is the song where you get moving. You cried some trouble out into a teacup, and to me but no one else before you threw it. You said good luck, good luck, good luck. These are tough times.
Excuse me, that was This Is the Song by the Punch Brothers off their album Anti-Phogmatic. Punch Brothers kind of blowing up these days as lead mandolin player and band leader Chris Thiele playing with Yo-Yo Ma on the Goat Rodeo sessions, and banjo player Noam Pinkelny, which I just mispronounced, just put out an album. So big things from the Punch Brothers. Next, could not go this last show of the year without a Lupe Fiasco song. Here's Life, Death, and Love from San Francisco, in which Lupe raps over a Coal Train song on Erasing Boundaries, KDIC FM 88.5.
She said love was a hard thing, somewhere between golfing and gardening, a parole board pardoning. But she was still down for a hard swing. Flowers she would pick like guitar strings for a real good whiff of how life behind par seems. Until then, she a bartender, pour hot lead shots out of carbines. If an inmate ever even think about departing before it's time for a theft of a hard thing. Wanna see what a bum rhyme bar dreams before he get gunned down, cause I'm sharp scene. Saw it all on the way to the R scene. Around the time they kicked us out, they had a park clean. She ain't living in the car, she just RVing. Life on ice like the San Jose Shark team. Hard times trying to duck him like Darkwing. Known for burning clothes and petty car keen. Another less harmful skylarking. Bought a bag out of American rag. A small Chinese made American flag. Took a dollar bill and split it in half. The picture that she bought wouldn't fit in the cab. On a train trying her best not to live in the past. I bumped Miley ass, could he spit in her ass? And that was it. Fits, tantrums, random, helter skelter, a world gone Manson. And I'll spare you the details. Dinner and ceviche out of seashells. Annoyed cause her date really can't speak well, but she forced to press on like lead nails. Next table was abhorred by the weed smell, but she was done at the moment that the tea fell. A thick wool jacket on a cool night, unimpressed by poems or the moonlight. Doesn't satisfy like a game of pool might. I'm thinking what if Fantasia had a broom strike. Tune right out of that school life soon as reality became a camera crew and a boom mic. So what do you do like? She said absurd last words from a dude off a Zoop site, and then left him like the Roots left Geffen. In the state, Howlin' Wolf left Chesson. Stop to watch flows, have an unpaid session on the steps of a West End. She really need to check in and to apologize to her best friend. New bras to put her chest in. Love, life, and death in.
Life, Death, and Love from San Francisco, coming from Lupe Fiasco and his mixtape, Friend of the People. One of my favorite tracks off that mixtape, but I'm partial to Coltrane as well. And here we are, full semester down of Erasing Boundaries. Everyone going nuts with finals and all that stuff. But we've had some exciting things happen here on KDIC, between interviews with Big Sean and Lupe Fiasco and other artists like that, to a brand new website at kdic.grinnell.edu. Just went up today. Still adding some content, but the site looks great, so check that out. And just a great year of Erasing Boundaries so far. I'm going to leave you until next semester with The Payback by James Brown. This has been Erasing Boundaries. Thanks for tuning in. Get through the next week and a half. I can see the light. This has been Erasing Boundaries.
Hey! Got to pay back. Revenge. I'm mad.
The big payback.
Got to get back. I need some get back. Payback.
Wait a minute.